USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The disgraced young crypto king is in jail in the Bahamas after learning of the charges against him in the United States. Federal prosecutors in New York say former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, stole millions of dollars from customers since 2019 and up until the company collapsed.
This investigation is very much ongoing, and it is moving very quickly.
That's U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. Bankman-Fried faces 8 charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers and conspiracy to commit money laundering. A storm system that produced tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas is moving quickly to the deep south. The storm spawned tornadoes in northeast Louisiana, while portions of southern Arkansas are under a tornado watch until late Tuesday night. Severe weather and flood watches are forecast for New Orleans overnight and Wednesday, as well as for parts of Mississippi and Alabama. The House of Representatives has passed a bill advancing an $858 billion defense budget next year, and Senate Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell, say the Senate needs to pass it as soon as possible.
Senate Republicans have spent literally months focused on the need for a strong bipartisan National Defense Authorization Act, as well as robust funding for our armed forces.
A bipartisan bill aimed at banning TikTok is being introduced in Congress. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio introduced a bill that would prohibit social media companies under the influence of China, Russia, or other foreign countries of concern. TikTok is owned by Chinese parent company ByteDance, and federal officials have warned the app could be used to spy on Americans. USA Radio News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Wall Street is closing higher after the release of new inflation data. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 103 points to close at 34,108. The S&P added 29. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq rose 113 points. The Respect for Marriage Act is signed into law by President Biden during a White House ceremony on Tuesday. Concerns about the possibility of same-sex and interracial marriages being threatened by the Supreme Court grew after the justices overturned Roe v. Wade earlier this year. The Sheriff's Department in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and 2 teachers were murdered back in May, did not have a policy on how to handle active shooters.
That's one of the conclusions from a newly released independent review. The third party in charge of the review wrote that at the time of the shooting, only 20% of the sheriff's office had active shooter training. There is now a plan in place. It was adopted in September, 4 months after the massacre. The review, out this week, did not look at the individual actions of any deputies. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Business accounts on Twitter now have gold check marks. It's part of what Elon Musk says is phasing out of its legacy verification program. He said all legacy blue check marks will be gone within a few months. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.